due to Herbie Hancock, who is a UNESCO ambassador for peace. The first thing he did was get this idea for an International Jazz Day, where they celebrate jazz on the same day all around the world. It's a beautiful idea. And it's the same thing. The jazz is a wonderful way to show people how to communicate. And the first one was last year. Last year they had it in three spots. They had it in France, in Paris, they had it in New York, and also in New Orleans. But this year in Istanbul, Turkey.
Why Istanbul, Turkey this year?
Istanbul has been an amazing supporter of jazz. People might not be aware of that, but they've been really into it. They have a wonderful festival that a lot of us play year after year. So they were really interested and really excited about hosting International Jazz Day this year.
Are you going there?
I'm going to be there, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of great jazz artists. Some of these artists haven't been to Istanbul. I've been there many times. So I'm really interested and excited to see how things work and the relations and the interaction of the people and these jazz musicians.
I'm always fascinated about what jazz is.
That's one of those things where I say sometimes words make things difficult. When you start trying to describe jazz in words, you always run into problems. But jazz is basically the result of Africans being in the New World, being in the United States, and taking the music from Africa, the songs, the rhythms from Africa, and reacting to the music that they were exposed to here in the New World. The folk songs, the songs from Europe, all the influences came together, and jazz was the result. As soon as you start trying to go beyond that, saying, well, jazz involves improvisation and it involves a certain kind of swing, all those things are true, but it really limits it. It's just a really, truly African-American reaction to the environment here in the United States.
Can anyone just play jazz?
The people who, quote-unquote, invented jazz, they didn't even call it jazz. They were just playing music. You know, they called it boogie-woogie. They called it all sorts of stuff, ragtime. But jazz, what makes it really special is that it takes influences from everywhere. That's what makes it what it is. So it's really hard to contain it. A lot of people try to make it like classical music. This is it and this is not it. But it's really hard to do that with jazz because it keeps growing and it keeps changing on you.
Now, you are an accomplished bass guitarist and musician and all that. What advice would you give young aspiring musicians to achieve what you have achieved?
Well, you know, what I would say to young musicians is, first of all, keep your ears open. Don't let anybody tell you you can do this or you can't do that. Whatever you hear that moves you, whatever you hear that you react to emotionally, figure that out on your instrument and make yourself as wide as you can. The other thing I would tell them is wherever you're from, whatever you've been exposed to at a very young age, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, that music is going to be at your core. So really make sure that you carry that with you. There are a lot of musicians from other places in the world who just want to play like Americans, but they always are at a disadvantage because it's their second language. But the musicians from all around the world who are really successful are people who carry their culture with them. You can add whatever you want to it, but at your core, at your center, make it your native language.